ASE is finally building an ADAS calibration credential. And yeah, that's good news, but let me tell you what's already happening in the meantime. Shops are hiring techs who say they do ADAS calibrations. No standard, no baseline, no way to verify. And the vehicles are leaving with systems that weren't properly validated because nobody checked. That's not a training problem, that's a liability problem sitting in your lot right now. Here's what's wild. We've been doing this work for years without a credential because the credential didn't exist. The OEM procedures existed, the equipment requirements existed, but the industry let anyone call themselves an ADAS tech with a laptop and a YouTube video. So when ASE drops this certification, don't treat it like a plaque for the wall. Treat it like a filter. If you're hiring, this becomes your new minimum. If you already have techs doing this work, find out if they can pass it. And here's the part nobody's saying out loud. Insurers are going to use this. Once a recognized credential exists, they'll start asking why you sent a vehicle to a shop that doesn't have one. That cuts both ways. It protects the shops doing it right. It exposes the ones who've been winging it. The hot take to close? An ASE cert for ADAS calibration is only worth something if shops actually require it. Otherwise, it's just another piece of paper in a drawer, while uncalibrated Hondas roll out the door.